Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Happy, happy, happy Monday. How are you?
Man, it's time to create a wonderful life. Very soon, if not year-round, the movie It's a Wonderful Life will be all over the place. Jimmy Stewart and all. It's kind of a freaky movie to me, but it's okay. It's kind of stuck inside of me. But anyway, you should create a wonderful life for yourself. You should. And there are some very simple ways to do that. It can happen instantly. Not saying you don't have it. But if you're listening to this kind of program, you are always trying to make it a little bit better and get a little bit more, aren't you? Because trust me, a lot of people are not listening to this program and their lives are, I don't know, not motivating, not inspiring. I don't know. Maybe they're happy. That's cool. I don't even know. I don't understand people like that. I understand people like you who listen to a show like this. It is a daily boost from motivationtomove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. Just think about that for a second. I don't even understand people who don't do this. I do, really. I mean, motivation and inspiration and making yourself, you know, feel pumped up on the inside. There's a couple of different folks who do that. I mean, sometimes it's a season for a reason. You're going through something. You need some help trying to figure it out. Maybe you're there right now, trying to get through a challenge you have in your life. Other people kind of in and say, oh, no, I need to do this. It's good for me. It's how I ground myself every single day. That's why I do it. And you have the junkies. And junkies are the ones that come in and just they go from one thing to the other. They keep reading books. They keep listening to different people. They keep trying to learn. Not to say you can't learn from that. But I like the middle ground folks. I like the folks who are in and say, no, I need this a little bit every single day. I believe I have to motivate and inspire myself. Motivation is created from inspiration. If I can't get myself feeling upbeat, inspired, and positive, I can't be motivated, and then I can't drive myself to what I want. So I understand as part of brushing my teeth and eating good food and going to the bathroom and going to the gym and saying I love you to my wife and kids, I got to be motivated. So if that's you, mad respect for you. It's hard to be motivated in this world we live in today, isn't it? Kind of crazy out there. It's okay. Don't have to listen to anybody. My name is Scott Smith. I'm the founder and the chief motivating officer here at motivationtomove.com. Happy to have you here today. A wonderful life is something we should all be grateful for. And we should build. And that's why you should go to dailygratitudeboost.com and check out my book. It's on Amazon. It's a gratitude journal. I wrote half of it. It's not going to be done until you write the other half. So go write. Do your job. Go write the other half. dailygratitudeboost.com. But the holiday season is on its way, isn't it? It's like here, basically. I mean, people are always asking, are you going to decorate your house this year? I'm like, well, is it that time of the year again? We didn't do it last year because we just moved into our house. For 4.5 years prior to that, I lived on a farm on 12 acres with 55 homes in this entire community. And nobody ever came back to where I live, so I didn't decorate my house. Do it for yourself, Scott. I should have, but I didn't. So it's been 5 years. So maybe this year I will decorate my home. The holiday season, man, it's crazy stuff. But wouldn't it be great if one of the gifts you receive was the wonderful life of your dreams? Now, you know me. I'm a practical guy. I'm a logical guy. I just do believe anything is possible, and you can create whatever you want to do, and your dreams are going to become your goals. So I think if you want that, if it's in your dreams, if there's anything at all, and you're realistic about it, I mean, a lot of people, I want to have a 250-foot yacht and make $1 billion a year. I'm going to say one thing to you. No, you don't. You do not. If not, you'd be going after it. You'd be Elon, okay? You don't. You want something a little more moderated. But it's your dream. You can go after it. As soon as you go after it, create a wonderful life, whatever you want it to be. I thoroughly believe it. We stand up, we take a step, and we repeat. We just keep going till we get what we want. Because, as I always say, why would you stop before you got what you want anyway? because somebody said you can't have it because it's difficult, because it's hard. Oh, wah, wah. No. Suck it up. Hunker down. Go get it done. What if you could have a lot of free time? What would you do with it, by the way, if you had free time? So I know most people, I want free time. I don't want to do anything else. Just give me free time. Just do what I want to do. And it's like 3 months after that, I need something to do. Happens. If you're alive and living and dreaming and believing, you can't sit around and do nothing. And you weren't here to do that. You're here to do something. How about less stress? Want less stress? You should have a little bit. Good. Stress is good for you. Sometimes I stress people out. I do. Scott, I came here to be motivated, to be inspired, and you stress me out because you're talking about real life and everything like that. I'm not for you, okay? Because what I know is I understand that we take a little bit of stress. We take stress that, you know, doesn't feel good. We don't like it. It just came out of an election week, right, last week. It's stressful for a lot of people. To me, I literally told my wife last week, it was on election result day, not to bring elections up and freak you out, okay? I said, go buy the popcorn. She said, what? I said, get the popcorn. We're going to watch a show. I made it a movie for a couple hours anyway. It was kind of fun. Then I turned it off. More money. Would you like that? How about great relationships? You can have it all. There is a way. So if you're a guy, you might hate to go to the doctor, even if your wife is telling you you need to go to the doctor. You're busy. You don't have time. But if you're having an ED issue, you might be a little bit embarrassed as well. So let me tell you about Hims, our sponsor today. They have changed men's healthcare in a big way. The process is pretty simple. It's 100% online too. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your options with doctor-tested ED treatments like chewable hard mints, brand names like Viagra, or generic alternatives for 95% cheaper. Skip the doc. Get your sex life on track right now. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/dailyboost. And now I get to use my radio voice. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Free time, less stress, more money, great relationships. So my years of coaching people all around the world, and I really truly have, it's been a stupid amount of time. I mean, they talk about the 10,000 hour rule. I passed that so far long ago. It's just crazy. I mean, there comes a time, if you ever want to do anything, I've had multiple careers in my life, and this career has gone on about 22, 23 years now. And when you start out in the beginning, you're like, I know nothing, but I'm pretending, I'm faking it till I make it, chipping away at that and helping people all over the world. And five or six, and you start and you think you can help everybody with everything. And about 7 years into it, you're like, oh God, all I can do is all I can do. And then you relax and you listen and you learn, you figure stuff out. So I've learned a few things about designing your lifestyle. You ready for it? No life hack here. No amazing stuff here. This is stuff very simple. If you listen to this and if you do this, and if you pay attention to this, if you journal it, my journal, your journal, their journal, I don't care where you journal. If you do graffiti on the wall or spell it out in bubblegum at that Seattle bubblegum wall that I saw last summer. Everything begins when you become aware of what you want and accept who you are and that it's up to you to get it. Wake up. That's what I'm saying. When you wake up and become aware of who you really are, what you really think and what you really want to accept, that's me. Okay. Love it, hate it, that's me. It's up to me to go get it. I'm not going to help you get it. You can hire me all you want to. You can. You can work with me a long time. All my clients are like that. Whenever they come with me, I say, I can't help you get it. You got to do it. Every single week, we're going to get together. I'm going to inspire. I'm going to take the blocks away. I'm going to help you get there. But if you don't get off your butt and go do it, there's nothing I can do. Not my fault. Everything begins when you become aware, wake up about what you want, accept that it's you and it's up to you to go get it. And don't count on anybody else to do it. But he's like, Scott, I need people to help me. Sure you do. Absolutely. But if you don't have it on the inside, nobody can help you get what you want. You can't outsource it to them. A lot of that going around these days, people outsourcing to other people to get what they want. Gotta own it, baby. So, dude, whatever works. Baby works for everybody, right? I know, because I watched that show, Love is Blind, and they all call each other baby. I don't like calling my wife baby. Baby's when you can't remember their name, if you know what I mean. Number two, if you believe, come along for the ride. We're just having a fun show today. If you believe your dreams can be real, as soon as you start living them, they will be. So when you wake up and say, it's up to me, and when you believe they can be real, as soon as you start living them, it will be, then you just have to go live it, right? You have to start doing it. I've got to Google a little bit more. There's a course I need to take. I need to talk to some more people. Then I can go do it. No, you don't have to do it. You can just go do it. Anything you want. Doesn't really matter what it is. It doesn't matter. You want to fly an airplane? When I started flying airplanes, one day my friend called me and he said, hey, guess what my new next thing is? I said, what? He said, flying airplanes. I said, when are you going to start? He goes, I'm thinking about it. Hung up the phone, called the airport. About 2 hours later, I was down there. I was flying the airplane, signed up that afternoon. Boom, just did it. I got my instrument rating. He's never flown again. Maybe he wasn't supposed to. Maybe he didn't want to. I get that. I'm just saying, as soon as you believe it can be real, it will be as soon as you do something about it. Da-da-da. How simple is that, huh? Wait a second, Scott. I've tried that before. It didn't work. Yeah, sometimes you bump into the wall. I get it. That's what walls are for, to bump into. Open your eyes. Wake up. You won't bump into the wall. Although I bumped into the wall many times when I've been wide awake. It's like, what happened to me? I was paying attention to something else. You are the boss of you. There is no reason for a delay. You're the boss of you. We live in an age right now when everybody thinks, I'm in charge of me. It's all about me. I be me, or you be you, is what they're saying. I'm the boss of me. And yet they're reaching out, letting everybody else tell them what to do. Wonder why they can't get what they want. Because while you think you're in charge, while you think you're going the direction you want to go, what you've done is you've outsourced your thinking, outsourcing your dreams, outsourcing your goals, outsourcing everything else, everybody else around you, listen to what they say, and one day you're going to wake up and recognize that it's all inside you anyway. Stop planning. Start doing. Wait a second, Scott. You need to do more too. Yeah, you're right. I'm doing a lot. Just takes time to do all the stuff I want to do. That's a problem. Working on that right now. Life is long. Got a long time to figure this stuff out. I don't want to figure it out right away because I understand that the very second I figure stuff out, the very second I'm like, got it all. I'm going to die that minute. It's going to happen. I'm going to be Curly in the movie City Slickers. It's the one thing. Oh, I'm dead. I don't want to figure everything out yet. I want to wait a while to become an expert at the world. Forget wishing, forget hoping, forget dreaming. I mean, it's all fun. It's all good. Something you're going to do naturally. You can't stop it. Your default brain's going to go there anyway. You're going to dream. You're going to daydream. When you're doing nothing else, when you're thinking about, let me tell you, the magic of who you are and who you want to be. When you are thinking about nothing that you have to do, when you're just being yourself, sitting at the beach, just looking out there, you go, oh, what's going on? And your brain goes, gosh, I wish I had a better house. Where'd that come from? I'm sitting at the beach thinking about the beach. And now I'm thinking about a house. It's your default brain dreaming for you. It's true. Look at the brain signs. You'll see that. Start with little bits of happiness and work toward living your dreams every single day. It shouldn't be drudgery. It should be fun. That's why I backed off of my YouTube channel. The joy went away from this podcast, me and you and a microphone. Just communicating vocally, my voice, your ears, resonating with you on the inside. Wasn't happening on video. It happens here. Most people are drifting in the winds of life. True happiness arrives when you start driving through your life. So a wonderful life is entirely up to you. Beware, it may change your desires a little bit. You may have some new ideas. That's what happens when you step out of your comfort zone just a little bit. You can do it. I know you can. Wake up! Yeah, about that YouTube channel, I do have some plans. I have some things that I think are going to be better fit for it and better fit the format. Some live streams, some behind the scenes stuff. I think that'd be better fit the YouTube channel than doing the podcast there. Overwhelmingly, all the feedback that I got from so many people, and thank you. I mean, literally talking all but one person, and there were, probably 100. There were about 100 people. Was that I like the audio, serves me well, video doesn't add anything to it, so I'm sticking with the audio. I said, well, that's all I need to hear. So I will come back with something. It'll be a little bit different. I have a couple of ideas, and I've talked to a few people to get their opinion. They agree that it's probably a better fit. So hang in there for that. All right, get out there. Have a good day. Do your homework. Did I ask you? I didn't ask about your homework. Oh, my God. Okay, we'll do your homework. I'm sorry. We'll do that tomorrow. Okay, wait a second. I can't do this. I just can't. Every single Monday, because I was going to make a change today, I ask you, have you done your homework? And the question always is, it's two questions, have you done your homework? And And the other question is, how's my life going? And I finally decided that I'm just going to drop the homework thing, because a lot of people say, well, what's my homework? I'm just going to ask a question. How's my life going? And there's three possible answers. It's going great. It's not going great. Or it's somewhere in the middle. You're sitting on the fence getting splinters on your ass, stuck in the middle. So what you want to do is you want to take a few minutes, as soon as I'm done here, and just ask yourself that question. How's my life going? And as your brain floods with activity about all the roles and goals of your life, all the things you think you're up to, your job, your home life, your spiritual life, all that stuff, as your brain floods with all that stuff, you're going to start feeling, well, this is really awesome. Okay, great. Take that stuff, figure out how to keep it, because life is going to change. It's going to go out of the way. Or it's going to go, man, this sucks. I got to change this. Okay, great. Now you've acknowledged it. Go change it. It's probably going to happen automatically now that you've acknowledged it. And if you're sitting on the fence getting splinters in your ass, unless you like it, and I'm not going to judge you, I'd recommend you get off the fence. Ask that question. How's my life going? Okay, I feel better now. I'll see you tomorrow.